This is all happening in Georgia. We're going to Florida. It's a completely different state. Like, what could go wrong?
Yeah. I mean.
So I had an assistant, a secretary that helped me with paperwork and just managing things and dealing with different people. So what happened was we were up and moved. We had a place in Salt Lake City, Utah. We had just bought a house, heated floors in the bathroom. So that would have made our third house. And fully furnished. So we had it to where we could go to any one of our houses, no suitcases. So we didn't have, like, if we went to our house in Tennessee, we could just show up and walk in. All we had to do was get perishables out of the refrigerator, you know, get milk or bread or stuff. Other than that, it was fully loaded, ready to go. Baby furniture, baby swing. I mean, like, almost identical with two cars. Each house with two cars. So we had a place in
it's a rough life.
It was a rough life. We had a ton of money, but... All right, so we're in Salt Lake City, and I've been dealing with a girl in prison that told on me. So when she told, I guess she brought our information of what we did in Florida to the Florida FBI's attention.
Is that the first time the FBI got involved?
No, he was kind of looking for us anyway. That was an escaped arrest, which probably should have been a different tune, where we nearly barely escaped being arrested one time. They were after us, and it was the FBI, because we were staying in one of the hotels there, and we paid with somebody else's charge card. No, we had paid with a woman's charge card that we had, right, that came on the FBI's radar. So what happened was, while we were in the hotel, we left out of the hotel for the day. We were out. I can't remember where we went. We went and did something for the entire day. We were gone for the entire day. So when we came back at like 7 p.m., like we left at 8 a.m. and came back at 7 p.m. So when we came back, the room key wouldn't work. So we're like, what the? You know, and in the room, we've got our laptop and, you know, all our baby stuff. So our daughter is at with my mom. And so we're like, we can't even get in the friggin' room. What the heck's going on? So we go down to the front desk, or we call the front desk. We leave, because I'm like, I don't know what, let's call.
Right.
So we call, and there sounded like there was a problem with the credit card. We couldn't charge the credit card. I'm like, oh, that's nothing. We'll give them another credit card. Then I'm like, you know what? Never mind that. Let's just pay this, get our stuff, and get out of here.
Right.
So we offer, this is an almost arrest, so we offer to pay. So they're telling us the bill is, I said, well, how much is the bill? We'll bring cash. He said, it's $1,200. I said, okay, well, we'll get you $1,200. I think we've been there a night and a half or whatever. So we go and pull $1,200 cash. And so I pull her up front. I say, go in there and pay. Keep the phone on. Keep your phone on, you know, in your ear. So she goes in and she pays. And I'm sitting there out front waiting. And then the sheriff pulls up. I'm like, get the F out of here. So I call her up, the wife, and I say, hey.
Go.
The sheriff just pulled up. I think the plan was, because it's a front and a back.
Yeah.
So we had circled. And I told her, I'm going to let you in the front. If something happens, I'm going to pull around the back and get you. Or we had been there and noticed there was a front and a back. So I don't remember what the plan was, but when I saw the sheriff, I said, so I pull out. When the sheriff pulls up, he's confused. He's like, what? So I pull out, run around the back, and I tell her, come out of the back door. So she's at the counter, and this is what she tells me. She tells the guy, like, she gave him the $1,200. And he gave her a receipt. So she's like, okay, can you give me the key so I can get back in the room? So he's like, hold on a second. So he's got her holding on. So he's talking to her about something. And she goes, hold on one second, Gary. I got to take this call. So she's talking to me. And I tell her, I said, the sheriff just pulled out leave. So she just turns around and she just heads toward the back. Meanwhile, the sheriff is coming in the front door. She's coming out the back. So as I pull up, she gets in the car, closes the door. I see the sheriff running down the steps, and we pull out of there and go. So we pull out of the hotel, and we're going up the street, and six sheriff cars is, yeah, it's unbelievable. All for a hotel bill. Once again, because we paid that hotel bill,
right?
We didn't get charged.
Nice.
That was the almost arrest. Then we went and stayed at another hotel. But anyway, the arrest, I got arrested getting off the airplane here in Tampa. So somebody told on me that I had committed a fraud here in Tampa. So they were looking for me in Tampa. We were living in Salt Lake, and we had made an agreement that we weren't going back to Tampa. It's like, look, under no circumstances did we go back to Tampa.
Right.
So we violated that agreement because we're going to get our daughter baptized. So we decided to go back, which was like...
Colby's like,
this is insane.
It's insane.
This is so far from Colby's life.
I know.
Except for the baptism. He's like, that's the old, this whole thing. That's the only thing.
And that's worth the arrest.
Nice.
That was worth the arrest. So
I do have something in common with these two scumbags.
It's amazing to me because, like, I set the standard and then I just go against it. I'm saying to her, I'm telling my wife, if we go to Florida, we don't fly in, we'll just drive in so we can't be detected. And we get a direct flight from Salt Lake City right into Tampa, which is where they're waiting for us.
Right.
So what happened is that morning, we were dealing with a girl in prison that I guess had told on us or had joined the investigation. And she told on our secretary. So like the girl in prison knew that I was collecting people's prisoners' information and using their identity. So she told our secretary, this is the most bizarre thing. She said, I have a girl in here's social security number. Let me give it to you. So she gives it to our secretary, the girl's social security number, right? And then the next morning, they kick in her door and say, hey, you have a social security number of another inmate in jail. That's what they take her to jail for. I'm saying to myself, like, how could you give me something, somebody's social, and then arrest me for having it? That doesn't even make sense.
Well, you know, what's even funnier now is like now, used to be if you just had their information, it was identity theft.
Right.
Now it's not.
No, it's not.
No, now it's like it never should have been. Like if you have someone's, it doesn't mean I was going to do something with it. Doesn't mean anything. I just have it in my possession. Somebody gave it to me. Somebody. Right.
Or wrote it down on something.
Wrote it down.
And I grab it, like you write it on yours on a piece of paper, and I grab the paper and I write something else. And then I have the paper, and you're like, hey, this is a social security number.
Right. Well, that's just that.
I didn't know that.
Like if I have 50 social security numbers, what if I'm only going to commit a crime with these two and I never do anything with the other ones? They're saying, no, all 50. You could have. What do you mean I could have? That's like going into the bank and slipping the cashier a note and getting $3,000, but you charged me with everything that's in the vault. Yes. Yeah, but you could have gone to the vault. Right. Yeah, but I didn't intend to.
You remember when John Gordon used to argue about that, the intended loss?
Yeah.
They're like, John goes like, you intended to get all that money.
Yeah.
You
see,
the bank has $50 billion. Well, you intended to get all of it. You know what I'm saying?
Ridiculous. So what happened then?
So they arrest the secretary. They arrest the secretary. That's who, because when my wife and I traveled, we traveled under different identities.
Which agent? What was his name?
Lavender. Lavender, yes. So I traveled under a separate identity than my. So they wanted to know if we were coming to town. So if they told the flights coming in, they wouldn't see our names. So they had to know what our names was. So they arrested our secretary for possession of a person's social security number so that our secretary would give them the names that we flew in under.
Right.
So that next morning, we get up at 6 a.m. and a person we deal with called up and said that our secretary, her name was JoJo, had been arrested that night. And I'm like, what? That doesn't make sense. This woman never committed any crimes. All she ever did was book rental cars, book hotels. That's it. That's all she did was set appointments and book flights and trips.
Right.
So I'm like, how could she be arrested? So that was the day we were flying in. So we were on Salt Lake City time. So we were flying out at noon. No, we were flying out at 10 a.m. and arriving at like 5 or 6 p.m. Florida time.
Right.
Because they're like 3 hours back. So my wife we go into a full panic because they call us at like 5 a.m. We go into a full panic. My wife tells me 50 times, I don't think we should go to Tampa. I don't think we should go to Tampa. I don't think we should go to Tampa. And I'm like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? JoJo, our secretary, is in Georgia. This is all happening in Georgia. We're going to Florida, a completely different state.
Like, what could go wrong?
Yeah, I mean, the FBI is not a national
listen,
law
I have no
agency.
Idea the FBI is looking for us.
You think what? It's local cops?
I think it's local cops.
Do you not even know that it could be? Are you thinking it's definitely associated with you? Or?
Well, I convinced myself that maybe she was doing something she didn't tell us she was doing to get arrested.
Right.
Because it, like under no circumstances should she ever be arrested. If you're... Just because you're working for me booking flights and hotels and rental cars. Like, there's
doesn't
no
mean
reason
they've committed a crime or know that a crime is even being committed.
Right. For them to kick in the door and arrest you, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So when we hear from her, she's like, they arrested me because I had somebody's social security number. And I'm thinking, like, that really got far-fetched. Because I'm like, that doesn't even make sense at all.
Yeah. Plus, it's so trivial, too. It's a trivial, it's like, that's a minor charge. Like,
for them to kick in your door?
Right.
You know, everything seemed up in the air, but my wife was insistent that let's not go. She goes, think about it for one moment. This is the thing she said to me that I look back and go, oh, my God. Like, if I could just go back to those moments in my life, how different everything would be. So she told me, she says, everybody knows that we're going to Tampa today.
Right.
Are you sure we should go? Absolutely positive. What could go wrong? Right. Then as we're boarding the plane, right, we're in the airport. She goes, I just want to say for the record that if something happens, I absolutely did not want to take this trip. It's like everything about her whole being was like, I don't think we should go on this trip.
Right.
And I'm like, we're okay. Yeah, you know what it was that I got?
That emboldened that you keep getting away with everything. So you become emboldened and taking more and more risks that don't seem more and more risky.
Right. You know when it was that I got the bad feeling that we shouldn't go? Is when
they
we
put
were
the handcuffs on?
Oh yeah, that was the second bad feeling. When we were putting our overhead baggage on and sitting down, something overcame me, like some dread overcame me, and I'm like, oh my God. And I remember looking around and there's people getting on the plane, and I told my wife, I said, let's get off the plane. She goes, gladly. So we go to get up and I said, never mind. I'm just overreacting.
That intuition.
Yes. The dread said, get off this plane now. And I said, never mind. So anyway, so we fly to Tampa. And when we land in Tampa and they're letting people off the plane. So when we get off the plane, they grab me by both sides. They grab my wife. So when we come out of the doorway, you know how you got the tunnel?
Yeah.
So there's a door right there. So they grab my wife and take her. She goes first and they grab her and take her out the door. They grab me and they call me by my name. And I said, no, my name is Bob Evans. They're like, really? Yeah. They go, do you have any ID, Bob? I'm like, of course I have ID. So I show him the ID and he looks at it, just smiles, puts it in his pocket. I'm like, nice. I know for a fact that you're Mr. Allen, let's go. So they take me off and they question me. And of course I pissed the agent off. Like royally, he's telling me like I have this, you know, so you might as well go ahead and confess. And I say to him, well, if you have all that, do you really need my confession? He goes, you want to make this easy or you want to make this hard? I said, I kind of want to make it somewhere in the middle. Like, okay, you're a smart ass. So they leave. And I go to jail. And they let my wife go.
That was nice.
So I was arrested. You know what I was arrested for? Possession of the ID that I gave
them. That you handed them. That's the most obvious thing that they have on you. They have lots of on you, but this is a very clear, there's 2 years.
Well, I'm arrested for that. And then I'm arrested for being on the phone call where my secretary got the Social Security number. So she gave my secretary the Social Security number. Then they called me three-way. So they arrested me for being on that one phone call. So I had a warrant in Georgia and I had a warrant in Florida. So, I mean, my wife bonded me out, but the next morning, the FBI, they put a hold on me. I couldn't get out before the hold got dropped. That was my most thrilling arrest. Which I look back at, yes.
That's thrilling. I wouldn't describe it as thrilling, but yeah.
But I mean, it was in my heart of hearts, I know that absolutely, all the warning signs that she's screaming at me, like never got me to waver 1 minute.